Order, order. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Development Management Committee held on Monday, the 11th of July, 2016. My name is Mark Kingscote, and I am the chairman of the Planning Committee. On my far left, we have Alex Moran, Planning Officer. Next to him, Gary Crawford, Planning Officer. Then on my immediate left, Pat Stewart, Head of Spatial Planning and Development. And on my right, Amanda Coots, who's from Democratic Services, and she is the committee clerk for this meeting. Can I ask that everyone ensures that their mobile phones are switched off or turned to silence? In the event of the emergency bell going, please leave by the two emergency exits and congregate in the car park where the staff from the Riviera International Conference Center will direct you where to go. Members of the Planning Committee carried out a number of site visits this morning. Can I remind you that the meeting is recorded, and all those of you who are speaking, please ensure that your microphones are switched on and speak clearly. I would just remind members of the public this meeting is held in silence so that members of the board can make an informed decision. Item number one, apologies for absence.
I've received apologies from Councillors Cunningham and Councillor Stringer.
Do we have any substitutes?
None.
Item number two, to confirm as a correct record the minutes of the meeting of this committee held on the 13th of June, 2016. Do I have a proposer, Councillor Chris Robson, seconded by Councillor Mike Morey. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Do I have any declarations of interest? No declarations. Item number four, any urgent items?
None.
The first application can be found on page 8, Paynton Zoo Environmental Park. Oh, is it Chestnut? Oh, so, I beg your pardon. Yes, sorry. It's 10 Cheston Close, Brixham. We have a couple of speakers, but first of all, I'll ask the planning officers to give their presentation.
Thank you, Chair. This application is for number revisions to extensions approved under application P2015-0221. This can be shown on the slide currently on the screen. The current application consists of the addition of two dormers to the rear elevation, four windows in the side elevations, a reduction in the size of the garage, and repositioning the dorm windows in the front elevation. One letter of objection has been received, which raised concerns about overlooking and loss of privacy. The current application can be shown on the screen at the moment. The most significant element of this proposal is the construction of the two rear dormer windows, as can be seen. During the previous application, the case officer asked for the three dormer windows on the front elevation and three dormer windows on the rear elevation to be deleted in order to reduce the visual impact extension and also to limit the degree of overlooking and loss of light to neighbouring properties. The proposed rear dormer windows were situated approximately 27 metres away from the rear boundary of number 19 Barnfield Close and approximately 40 metres from the rear elevation of number 19. You can see from this screen, number 19 Barnfield Close is located to the left-hand side of the yellow arrow. is acknowledged that the proposed rear dormers may result in elements of overlooking and loss of privacy to the rear garden area of number 19 Barnfield Close. However, on balance, because of the distance between the application site and number 19 Barnfield Close, it's considered that the proposed dormer windows would not result in a significant level of intervisibility and overlooking and would therefore be acceptable and accord with policies DE3 and DE5 in the Torbay local plan. Please note, the previously approved application included the first floor bathroom window in the rear elevation, as can be seen on the screen, which is approximately 7 metres closer to the rear boundary of number 19 Barnfield Close than the currently proposed rear dormers. And this bathroom window was not conditioned to be obscurely glazed. With regards to the impact on the appearance and character of the original property and street scene, given the secluded location of the host dwelling at the end of a cul-de-sac and the position of the proposed rear dormers to the rear of the host dwelling, it's considered the proposal would not result in any adverse impacts on the character and appearance of the original property or street scene. It's therefore recommended that the application does not result in an acceptable level of loss of privacy, and a recommendation is for approval to subject to condition that the four additional windows in the flank elevations should be scurrily glazed. Thank you.
I have two speakers this afternoon on this particular application. The first speaker I will call is Roland Piers, who will speak for the application. Would you like to come to the table, Mr. Piers? You'll have 5 minutes, and I will remind you when you have 30 seconds remaining.
I'd just like to say that I would offer up, should the approval be approved, that a condition could be made to put some screening. We have actually negotiated this morning with the objector with regards to putting some trellis up on their existing walling to give additional screening, which they're happy for me to do. And pay for.
It's noted, thank you.
Thank you.
I shall now call Councillor Mrs. Di Stubley. You will have 5 minutes, and I remind you when you have 30 seconds remaining.
Thank you very much. Can you see that switched on? Yes, right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Development Management Committee. Thank you for allowing me this time to put this case forward. As ward councillor for Churston and Gampton, I have been asked to step in and explain the objections of Mr. and Mrs. Henderson of 19 Barnfield Close to the proposed extension of Mr. and Mrs. Pierce of number 10 Churston Close. There has been some history to this planning application, with the dormer windows being removed and Velux windows added in planning application P2015-0221. At present, the family home of Mr. and Mrs. Henderson, they have a swimming pool, and they've been very concerned about the loss of privacy for themselves and their family, and they do not wish their garden to be overlooked when using this swimming pool. And at present, their garden is not overlooked, and they wish it to remain private. The applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Pierce of number 10 Churston Close, have been amenable in reducing the height of the building extension by lowering the floor of the new extension, but they were not happy of not being able to have some dormer windows in the design of their building extension. Therefore, they put in this new planning application 0449. I was approached last week by Mr. and Mrs. Henderson to present this case. I was also asked in a telephone call by Mr. Pierce this morning to view both properties for myself, which I did. Having looked at both properties, I made suggestions to see if a compromise could be reached between both parties. I fully understood the reasons why Mr. and Mrs. Henderson wished to maintain their present level of privacy, which the grounds around their swimming pool and garden has always remained completely private and not overlooked. And I also understood the concerns of Mr. and Mrs. Pierce wishing to add the dormer windows and the advantages that dormer windows provide and allowing in more light. My suggestion this morning was, as a compromise, that if it was agreeable by both parties, a grisalina hedge was planted at the expense of Mr. and Mrs. Pierce at the back of the garden of 19 Barnfield Close, and it is a continuation of the grisalina hedge that's already present. And also at the expense of Mr. and Mrs. Pierce, a deep trellis was bolted at the back of the existing rear brick wall behind Mr. and Mrs. Henderson's swimming pool, and several climbing plants of Clematis montana were planted, which would quickly cover the trellis and add a focal point and give some screening while the grisalina hedge grows in both height and size. This way it gives a double barrier and it's a focal point that's quite pleasurable to look at. So as a matter of consideration, the grisalina hedges of both properties of number 10 Churston Close and 19 Barnfield Close is trimmed before April and after the end of September to reduce the leaf impact on the swimming pool of Mr. and Mrs. Henderson. This compromise was agreed by both parties, and rather than have something imposed on either one of them which could cause ill feeling between both of them in the long term, they've been both happy to agree to this compromise as a long-term solution. So I would like to have this noted, if possible, to have it as a planning condition that they are both agreeable to. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Stubley. Please return to your seat. Any questions? Councillor Mrs. Jane Barmby?
I can't quite see you.
Sorry.
I can just see you.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I just, for clarification, is that that condition that Councillor Stubley suggested, is that is enforceable?
Very briefly, Chair, we'd agree the nature of the planting and the nature of the maintenance programme with the applicant, and obviously we can work with the objector as well, but the precise wording probably doesn't quite work, but we can make sure it does work.
Any more questions to the officers? No more questions. Any debate? No debate. Do I have a proposal? Councillor Chris Robson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I propose that we approve the application subject to the condition which should be negotiated by planning officers with the objector and the applicant.
Councillor Mike Morey?
Seconded.
So it's been proposed and seconded. All those in favour? That's unanimous. The application is approved. The second application can be found on page 33, Paynton Zoo. Alex Moran will give the presentation.
Thank you, Chair. Paynton Zoo Environmental Park is approximately 80 acres in area. The site we visited earlier on today and outlined in the red, I can't see if you see it there, in red is approximately 15 acres. The site is within a core tourism investment area. In these areas, tourism should be developed in a sustainable and competitive manner so as to enhance Torbay as a premium tourism destination. The zoo is key to this, attracting nearly 500,000 visitors per annum, with numbers rising year on year. The proposal seeks to create a mixed species exhibit themed on an African savanna. The aim of the savanna is to provide a more open, spacious area for visitors to view the animals. This will require the demarcation of some of the exhibits by removing non-native trees, stables, and fences, which currently divide them. So earlier on today, this is how we saw the zoo in its existing layout. The proposed layout includes the addition of an ostrich and lekwe stable up there and there, an African-themed village here, zebra and camel stable there and there. A Tarkin house over here. There. A river creek and watering hole. And two aviaries here, which will be covered in a lightweight mesh. The alterations and opening of the layout will also improve legibility by reducing the number of possible routes around the zoo and improving walkway levels. It also allows for greater interactions with animals in the savannah area, such as raised platform for giraffe feeding. And a crash vehicle near the watering hole provides an enhanced viewing platform. The key issues in the application relate to the site of the ostrich and lekwe stables. To the top right, top left, sorry, up there. The siting of the village. And the siting of the camel and zebra stables on the residents of the properties on Brantwood Drive. The village buildings are single story and of a suitable scale. They're set up well away from any residential neighbouring properties and a lower level. It's therefore considered that the village buildings would not have a detrimental impact upon neighbouring residents. The ostrich and lekwe house is single storey with a low profile roof. It's to be set down below the eaves height of the rear single storey aspects of the properties on Leyburn Grove, the closest of which is 20 metres away. You can see on top of that slide there, that's the rear elevation of the properties on Leyburn Grove, and that's the ridge height of the stable. There's also enhanced planting between the two, and there's a distance of approximately 20 metres between the two there. Bearing these points in mind, it's considered that the proposal would have an acceptable impact on residential amenity of those occupiers. Finally, the zebra and camel house has a partially pitched, partially flat roof, and it's been designed so the lowest part of the roof is closest to the boundary with the neighbouring properties on Brantwood Drive, thus limiting its visual impact. So there's the single story aspect there at the rear, and the properties on, where is it? Brantwood Drive. Enhanced planting is proposed to the rear of the buildings. The nearest of the properties on Brantwood Drive is some 26 metres away. This area has historically housed hoofed animals. Given these points, the addition of the building is considered to have an acceptable impact on residential amenity. So the recommendation for the application is for conditional approval with the conditions headlined on page 41 of the agenda. This is subject to additional information regarding the relocation of the badger set at the centre of the zoo, a revised construction method statement, additional drainage details, and the completion of a habitat regulation assessment. Thank you.
Could I just be absolutely clear about the recommendation? Because a habitats regulation assessment hasn't been completed yet, we need that complete. You're being asked to effectively delegate that decision to me, but we want to make sure that you're happy with the principles of what you've heard this afternoon and what you saw on site this morning.
We don't have any speakers this afternoon from the zoo, so any questions to the officer? No questions. Any debate? Councillor Mike Morey and then Councillor Chris Robson.
Thanks, Chair. Exciting project. No problems whatsoever in recommending approval with the condition that Pat laid down. Obviously, the sooner it gets underway and finished, the better. So, I'd move approval.
Councillor Chris Robson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's one of our few world-class... Well, the bay itself's world-class, of course. It is a geopark, after all. But this is our biggest, I think this is our biggest attraction in the bay. It's a world-class zoological park, and this will enhance it tremendously. I don't see how we could not approve this.
So the application is recommended for conditional approval with delegated decision to Pat Stewart, Councillor Mike Morey has moved approval, and I take it, Councillor Chris Robson, you're seconding it. So I now move to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. The application is approved. The third application this afternoon is on page 13, Oadway Mansion.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Lex. This is an update report for members. No decision is required on this proposal at the moment. And indeed, nothing is going to be happening on this site until the legal issues are resolved. So the Development Management Committee shouldn't feel the need to make a decision, certainly today. And we'll come back to you, obviously, when that decision is needed, if required. Just to remind members here, the pure planning objective is to secure a viable future for the mansion, for the other listed buildings on the site, the stable and rotunda and so on, and for the historic gardens. Now, the council resolved to achieve that by granting planning permission for enabling residential development. That's in this part of the site, in here, some time ago. Now, unfortunately, the development has proved not to be deliverable to date, not viable to date. And as previously advised, we've instructed, with Acheron's support, an independent viability assessment. This is the same assessor as we used last time. So very familiar with the scheme, very familiar with the viability issues and what's needed to make this project stack up. So that's helpful in itself. That viability assessment has revealed a number of options for delivery of a viable future for the mansion, the rotunda and stables in particular. And we're continuing to explore those options with Acheron and importantly with Heritage England. In terms of their enabling team. So whilst the outcome for the mansion and stables and the other listed building rotunda is top priority, we're also concerned about pace. So we are working as quickly as possible to try and find a viable scheme that's going to deliver this new hotel. But clearly, it's quite a sensitive issue. There is the legal background to this as well. So we're just having to work in parallel with that. Not only do we need pace, we also need some certainty, namely that the enabling development, whatever form it takes, whatever phasing arrangements we might agree, will deliver the outcome we want in terms of a restoration of the mansion and the other listed buildings, as I've mentioned already. So the ongoing focus is to keep focused on those three things: outcome, speed, and certainty. Members, I'll just remind you of what the three options are that we set out in the report. Those three options are over and above the remaining option, which is the planning permission and development agreement as worded. Option A is really around Acheron to provide more pump prime money to undertake the development themselves. That, in our view and in the view of the independent assessor, will result in a sort of drip-drip approach of receipt of sales from the construction and sale of those houses. And there's probably too much delay involved in that. So that option is unlikely to be acceptable, but we continue to explore it. The second option, option B, is to sell off the residential element to a third party. That lump sum that's gained through the sale will obviously be put back into investment into the mansion. The problem we have at the moment is a lack of investor interest, really down to legal issues and the cost of having to provide up front the bowling club and the orangery. So the bowling club is in this location here. And the orangery is in this location down here. The third option is not to provide the bowling club or the orangery, and just to get on with the certainly the first phase of residential development, if not the rest. That gives us some pace on delivery of outcomes. It will need a variation of the development agreement, which is between the council as landowner, it's not a planning requirement, and Acheron as the developer. But that obviously won't happen at the moment because of the legal dispute. So that's where we are. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that to help you understand that we're trying to proceed at pace, also trying to make sure we get this certainty about the link between development and delivery of the conversion and viable reuse of the mansion and the other historic buildings on the site. As I say, no decision to make, but more than happy to take questions.
Members, just to remind you, the update report on Odeway Mansion is for noting only, but do we have any questions? No questions. That concludes the meeting. I hereby close the meeting. Order!